At 6:19, we welcome you to the entertainment in segment of the Valentine's Day show. All right, this may be one of the most odd entertainment stories I've come across. Who knew that you could make a living as a Tiger Woods impersonator? But you can. 42-year-old Ken Oxelson of New York is a professional Tiger Woods impersonator. Looking at his mugshot, he does look an awful lot like Tiger, and I guess with the right clothes and a set of golf clubs and, you know, maybe a little makeup or so, he'd be a dead-on ringer for him. The real Tiger apparently loves sending interesting messages to other ladies via the cell phone texting, and apparently this impersonator does too. He and his girlfriend used to exchange, well, loving and intimate little messages via text quite a lot. But since she dumped him, he's been threatening to send copies of her, well, let's say more revealing photographs that she sent to him to her coworkers at a medical center at New York University. Well, that's not exactly legal. That's harassment. That's coercion. That's intimidation, et cetera, et cetera. So she called the cops, and he was arrested for aggravated harassment. He hasn't been using the Tiger Woods impersonator gig as his primary source of income for the past few years because the demand for Tiger Woods impersonators plummeted after all the scandals. Since then, he's been working as a college counselor at a prep school in the Bronx. Well, isn't that nice? All right, Sarah Silverman is a comedian, actress. I'm not saying, not really my cup of tea as far as her comedy style. She's really vulgar, very, very vulgar, shockingly vulgar. Anyway, comedian Sarah Silverman has been in Hollywood for about 20 years, and she says she hasn't made a huge splash with the possible exception of a couple shows she's had on Comedy Central. And she says that as a result of that, she's not really rolling in it. She tells Rolling Stone magazine, I get tweets saying, oh, you say that from your private jet. And it's like, what? I live in an apartment, a tiny apartment. I'm fine. I do okay. But you have to realize that I'm famous from videos I make on my couch. So Sarah Silverman not really cashing in. She says, I've had a couple of good runs here and there, but no consistent income. There's just such a misconception about me. I always say that I'm the poorest famous person in the world. She says, as I get older, I might want to find something else to make a better living. I think it's interesting. She definitely, I mean, if you Google her, you'll recognize her, and she's done a lot of stuff. I think she dated Jimmy Kimmel for quite a while. And that was very, very famous. But she hasn't really cashed in on it. Okay, remember the Waltons TV show? Remember the dad on the Waltons? His name was Ralph Waite. He played the dad on the Waltons. He passed away yesterday at his home in Palm Desert, California, at the age of 85 years old. The official cause of death hasn't exactly been released, but he recently told a friend, I have a tired heart. Recently, he was also in other programs. He had a reoccurring role on NCIS, Days of Our Lives, and Bones.
He completes the circle of three, which is creepy how this happens, along with Sid Caesar and Shirley Temple Black.
Yeah.
Isn't that creepy that the big obituaries or known obituaries seem to happen in triples?
It does seem. I mean, some people go, oh, that's not. Yeah, it really does. Well, and that makes me feel better. Because I was kind of concerned which one of us was going to be the third one.
Actually, well, you know what? Our competition, lesser morning shows on the radio, note that it is a three-person show, so maybe we could all go one after another.
And then the other surviving members would take us to the taxidermist?
Exactly.
Okay, so the Lego movie, right? I asked regarding the Lego movie. We even talked about it on feedback, and I did a commentary about it. One of the questions I had about the Lego movie was it all stop action animation where they actually use Lego blocks and Lego characters, or was it digital animation made to look like stop action? Well, the answer is it was both. And a little interesting statistic came out. Real Legos were used. A total of 3,863,484 Legos were used actually in the movie. Now, a lot of it was computer graphics. It was CGI. The filmmakers say that if they had made the movie only with real Legos, it would have taken well over 15 million unique pieces. And do you have any idea how long it would have taken to tear apart, build, and move all of the characters? That would have been just a horrendous undertaking.
My kids are going to see Lego Movie tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
It's a company thing that their mom works for, a company that's rented out the theater, and everyone's kids are getting an early morning showing.
That's cool.
From what you've said of me, this could be interesting, because my twins, they're 8, they're Lego players.
Yeah.
My twin son, Joel, is very into following the instructions.
Uh-huh.
Look, it only comes out as a ship if we do it this way.
Uh-huh.
And his twin sister, Rachel, is a free-form Lego. Let's put everything.
This is going to be a very interesting, because that is the crux of the film. That's the...
Do we follow the instructions and get exactly what we expect all the time?
Nice.
Or are we creative with our Legos? Yes, we're going to see 8-year-olds get philosophical at Conley House.
I expect a written report and an analysis of the film by both of the kids, and we'll discuss it in length. On Monday's program. Matter of fact, we'll dedicate the entire 4 hours of the radio show to that one issue. It has not yet been confirmed, but it might be an interesting twist. There's a movie version of Knight Rider coming out. We've talked about that. Sources say that Kit, the talking car, may be voiced by Danny McBride. He was the star of HBO's comedy Eastbound and Down. He was also in Pineapple Express, Your Highness, This is the End, Land of the Lost. Obviously, if Danny's involved, the movie probably won't take the subject matter quite as seriously as the original series did. But then you think about it, do you need to? Should you?
Knight Rider should probably be more of a tongue-in-cheek action movie.
Well, remember they came out with Knight Rider, the TV show. They tried to revise Knight Rider, and it was as hokey and as cheesy as the original. And I was very disappointed because Kit, the car, was a Mustang. And I'm sorry, it should not have been a Mustang. They should have used, at the very least, the new Camaro. We all remembered Kit was a Trans Am. Not one of the cool Trans Ams. It was one of those geeky, nerdy Trans Ams. But what do you want from a talking car, huh? All right, here comes Mr. Todd Starnes with his handcrafted commentary.